Hello everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be talking about the other stuff about Rainbow Six Siege. And now what we're going to be talking about is how this game works. The game's all about attacking and defending. That's all you have to do. There's three rounds, or if you play casual, ranked is more competitive with more rounds and more competitive players.
The ranked rounds also have more matches. Well, the ranked matches have more rounds in them.
Yes, just what he said. After that, there's ranks into the game. As you keep playing as ranked, it says you have 10 matches to be a ranked. It depends on your skills and how good you are. And after you're done doing all 10 matches, it'll choose what ranked you are. If you get the silver, it'll choose from copper, the bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and diamond. Diamond is the highest one, which is kind of hard to get if you keep losing the game, the matches of the ranked match.
Like I do.
Yes, Weston, we know.
Screw off, mate.
Alright. Now, after that. Alright. After we talked about the game modes, there's different types of objectives. There's secure area, bomb, hostage. We're going to be talking about the secure area first. Secure area is when the defenders have to protect that secure area. They have to protect it. Any room you pick, they have to be securing that and stay in the room. They have to barricade every wall, reinforce every wall, every hatch, to make sure none of the attackers get in. If one of the attackers get in, the objective is contested. The objective will not be contested if you kill the attacker. But if you're the only one in the objective, the attacker kills you, and all your other buddies are defending, they will start to carry the area.
Okay, I will be talking about the game mode Hostage. And to any of you Fuse players out there, I'm telling you this now. Do not fuse the Hostage. It is hilarious, and I understand that.
It's a meme.
It is a meme, yes. But it's very ineffective for your gameplay, and also very ineffective for your KD ratios.
Like your KQ or team kill you.
Yes, that will happen a lot. That has happened to me several times.
Okay. And me.
And also, watch the frag grenades. Always watch the frag grenades. So it's probably better to run, I'm giving an example. Say you're playing Buck, and you're running his frag grenades. You're probably going to want to switch to his other gadget so that you don't detonate the Hostage, basically. Okay. Now, on the defending side, as defenders, you have to reinforce, barricade, get it all set up and ready to go. The attackers win if they either kill all defenders or take the Hostage and get out of there. Keep in mind, if you're shooting at the attackers while they have the Hostage, you can easily kill the Hostage. So be very careful with what you're doing.
Last objective is bomb. One of the most competitive game modes ever.
Also one of the most complicated.
Yep. This one contains two rooms. There's two bombs. Two players have to defend one. The others have to defend the other. After that, attackers have to play very competitively because they don't know where you are, when you're coming. Because you could be downstairs, upstairs, all of that. This takes forever. Whenever they're using their drones, they find one bomb, they know where the other one is. Let's say we're playing house for an example. It's garage and then the gym place. Like the gym place?
I believe it is laundry room.
Yeah. They have to be in there. Two players in the laundry room, two players in the garage, defending garage. If they come from behind, the two players are in the laundry room, will defend the A bomb. Is it A bomb or B bomb?
Depends.
It depends, yeah.
And also, with the last person that you have on your team, they will most likely be the person who's going to roam and take out attackers that are overextending.
That is true. And after that, it's always very simple not to get pixel peeked. Because what this happens if there's an attacker just pixel peeking, like, from a corner, and you can't see their head, they'll shoot you in the head, you'll die, and then you have to spectate your teammates until you guys win. The only way to win is
or lose.
The only way to win is by planting the bomb this is for attackers. Planting the bomb, defending the bomb, or killing every defender on the team.
And with the attackers, they place down a diffuser, which slowly but surely, just slowly, takes out the bombs and makes sure that they can't work. You as a defender have to take out that diffuser so that the bomb will stay active.
That is true. For the defenders have to kill every attacker. The bomb, you will win the round, but the bomb will be hidden somewhere, but you have to find it quick before the timer runs out.
Diffuser.
There's, after you find the bomb, or the diffuser, you have to defuse the bomb for the defenders to win the round.
I should say that we cannot go over every single attacking and defending op. I would love to, but we can't. Now, my personal few favorites of defending operators would have to be Mute, Doc, Rook, and Maestro. I know a lot, 3 out of 4 of those are 3 armor, 1 speed, because I tend to play a more anchored playstyle. Mute is very good for beginners because his ability is passive. You just put down a jammer and then you don't have to worry about it unless Thatcher takes it out, which then screw him.
But Thatcher has EMP and grenades, which can take out anything like jammers, Valkyrie cams, anything, or their abilities as well.
And his SMG is also very good because it has almost no recoil. You just shoot it. You shoot it a little bit, and you're picking heads.
There was an update back ago. Instead of using his pistol, they made him to have the SMG from Smoke and Fledge.
And then there's Doc and Rook. Those two kind of go in the same category: 3 armor, 1 speeds. They both have the same weapons. The MP5 is obviously supreme because it's just really good. And Doc's ability is a stim pistol that gives every operator, including himself, 40 HP if it gets hit, including an overheal of 40 HP. Like, I mean, if you get hit with it and you're at full health, 40 HP overheal. It slowly decreases back to normal health, though. If you are downed and Doc shoots you with it, then you get 75 HP instead of 50 HP from being brought up by a normal operator. Then there's Maestro. He puts down a camera that is completely bulletproof, but can be hit by explosions. It can swivel around instead of the standard bulletproof cam, and it has a laser inside of it that, once activated, does 5 damage a
hit. It's almost like a Valkyrie cam, basically.
It's basically a superior Valkyrie cam, at least in my idea, except it's way more obvious because it's just a laser shooting you out of the middle of nowhere. It's pretty easy to spot. Well, thank you for listening to us ramble on about Rainbow Six Siege. Marvin will talk to you in a later one of his streams. There's a high chance I will never appear in these again.
That is true.